Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. I tell you, I'm jam-packing so much in, I'm not even plugging my videos the last few days. Remember, we got an online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Later in this hour coming up is Scott Ritter. Talk about the buildup for war with Iran. Right now, let's go to your calls. James in Maryland and Greg and others. You're on the air, James. Welcome. He just dropped. Okay, Greg in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You're a great American.
I try my best.
Hey, you do. I listen to you every day. I buy your videos. Let you know, I talked to Glenn Beck this morning, and I plugged your Bohemian Grove video, and how you infiltrated that in your websites, the Infowars.com.
And he let that come out?
He let it all come out. I talked about Resistance Manifesto with John Connor and trying to help him out.
What did he say?
He just went on about it. He said that the Grove has been talked about before, that there's a book out, I think it was called Them, he was talking about, and I'd never heard of it.
Total whitewash. Well, listen, that book is written as satire, and in the book written by John Ronson, who did follow my infiltration for international television, here's an example. In the book, it has me cowering in fear of werewolves, okay? Now, folks, yeah, number one, I don't believe werewolves are real. Number two, I didn't cower in fear, but this is what he did. I'm on the phone trying to find the little motel in the middle of the night with literal fog 3 feet deep on the highways in Northern California, and he calls my cell and he goes, "Where are you, Alex? You're supposed to be here an hour ago." And I said, "My gosh, this place is crazy. This fog on the ground looks like something out of a werewolf movie." Remember the old movies with the... And that turned into me cowering in fear of werewolves in his book. So see, that's how they operate, and yeah.
He let me plug it, and I also was going to ask you while I got you on the phone is, how much truth do you think there is to Kathy O'Brien's story, like her Transformation America book and her new one, I think, Access Denied? Have you ever interviewed her? Or
I've interviewed them twice years ago. It's been about 6-7 years, and let me just say this. I stick to what I can prove. I stick to what I know is real, and I just don't know. And so, you know, there you have it. You know, years ago, I just couldn't bring myself to believe it, but now with all the stuff that's come out and been admitted, it's just heaven help us. I know this. Going back into the 80s, homosexual prostitutes are literally lined up at the White House in every Republican administration. That's confirmed. I know that they're into all sorts of weird stuff. I believe John DeCamp's account, and it dovetails. I know there's mind control programs. I just don't know. I just don't know about their story.
Okay. Yeah, I want to ask you about that, and hopefully have John Connor a little bit more. I think he's a really good guy, and hopefully get him going there. And
well, I got him a show on Genesis.
Yeah, I hear it. He needs to be on a couple more hours, I think. You know.
Well, that's what he requested.
I hope
John
so.
Connor was offered a Monday. Just thinking of the backside. I don't run Genesis. Okay, and I don't, I'm not involved in their advertising or any of their operations. Ted just knows I've got a good eye for talent and radio, and you know, here I am trying to bring more competition on against myself because I don't care. I want to get more people built up and exposing the New World Order. So I called John up, and I said, "You want a radio show?" And I said, "How about weekdays or weeknights?" He said, "No, I'm too busy. You know, he works a 9-to-5. So I put him in touch with Ted, and we gave him a radio show on the weekend. So when you say, "Well, he needs more time," well, you talk to John Connor. Anything else, sir?
Hey, you do a great job, Alex. I'll keep listening to you. I hope you get on here in Ohio a little bit more. I have to listen to you actually on the phone. I'm on hold to talk to you. So
you need to get a computer. We've got two affiliates in Ohio.
Yeah, I listen to it. It's like a replay on I live in Worcester, Ohio, so it's a replay. I didn't listen to the show from the day before, but at work.
They put me on that station, great station, prime time in the morning.
Okay.
Right? That's the one, or... There's another Ohio station that has us on at night. I can't keep track of it all. Thank you. Oh, by the way, we just got a 50,000-watt AM, Emmis Communications, in Norfolk. I mean, the thing covers like four states. We just got two affiliates in New York State. We just got Jacksonville, Florida, and two other stations. I mean, this is we're really growing fast now.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A couple of program notes here before we go to Scott Ritter, who needs no introduction, but we'll tell you about his new book. I am going to, of course, be live 2 hours in studio tonight, the second 2 hours, coast to coast on over 600 stations with George Norrie. He's going to be here in Austin doing his show out of KLBJ 590 AM. So, and I'm going to be going over the history of the New World Order and their operations, similar to what I did earlier this week, but with more detail, what their master plan is. And then Sunday, of course, I do the new syndicated show Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And then after that, I'm going to get in the car and drive over to the biggest independent bookstore in Texas, Book People, at the corner of Lamar and 6th Street. It's a really nice facility, and I'm going to be there signing Terror Storms. You can bring your Terror Storm, or they'll have my new film, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror, there. Also, I'll have some of my book, Descent into Tyranny, and some of my other videos there, if you'd like them. I'm going to give about a 30, 45-minute speech. I always go longer than that. I'm going to give you a good one, and we're going to be there videotaping it for my television show and for the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I really haven't plugged this much this week. Last, I did one other video signing, and they had like 200 people show up over the 2 hours that we had at Waterloo Music and Video right across the street owned by the same people. But this is going to be Book People, and it's going to be a great event. It's a nice place. A lot of other great books and videos while you're there you can check out. So I want to see you coming up this Sunday night. You can take your wife or husband to dinner at Whole Foods next door, the biggest organic grocery store, and they got about 15 restaurants in the country. It's the mothership, the headquarters of Whole Foods. That's in the same giant complex. Plenty of parking there, free parking in the parking garage that's right next door to Book People. That is this Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. So you can go to church and go and maybe take the children to dinner, and then I hope you come on over. Hope you bring the whole family. That's coming up. Black, white, old, young, you're all welcome. That's this Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m., Book People in downtown Austin on 6 and Lamar. We have details on the address up on Infowars.com. Just remember, Book People this Sunday. And, again, I will be on Coast to Coast AM this evening, or I guess tomorrow morning, really, if you talk about Central or Eastern time. They're just... You know, he turned out to be completely right. He was a U.S. U.N. weapons inspector, former Marine Corps officer. He's over there in Iraq. He knows there's no WMDs. They'd all been destroyed by 92 in the huge U.N. destruction operation. And he went public. And so they tried to set him up with the normal stuff they do. We see it continually. It's always the same M.O. And that didn't work. And that all got proven to be a fraud. And he's written Scott Ritter, The Truth About the White House Plans for Regime Change. Target Iran is the book, and I just got it a week ago. I've only read part of it. It's excellent. It's everything I already knew from all my research and more I didn't know. And eight-tenths of this book is sourced. I want to play a clip of Scott Ritter on another show before we introduce him. Here it is. You got that clip ready, John? Go ahead and roll it.
We're dealing with a Bush administration that has said that because of the total accumulation of power, economic, diplomatic, military power, in the hands of the United States, that we can create our own reality. This makes it very difficult to engage in a logical debate with them, because when you put out facts about the reality of Iran, they'll say you're dealing with old reality. You're not talking about the new reality that we, America, can bring to the table by changing the way the world operates. Unfortunately, new reality is fanciful fiction, and it has manifested itself in this ongoing tragedy we call Iraq. I mean, this October was one of the bloodiest months for Americans in Iraq, and it's only going to get worse. Today, the New York Times had a diagram that showed Iraq slipping towards chaos. That's the United States military saying this, and it's tracking only in one direction, towards chaos. There's no reversing, of course. We're getting beat in Iraq. It's a debacle, and yet the Bush administration says we can persevere in Iran. It's lunacy.
Strategy. It's the global Balkans. It's a strategy of tension. It's to spread revolution. It's to spread uncertainty. And look at Lebanon right now going into civil war. That was the plan. It's to destroy all the nations around Israel. It's to destroy all the nations that have the oil, to bring them down to basically dirt floor caveman status. And it's happening. And I want to bring Scott Ritter up and bring up the fact of what he exposed on WMDs and now how they're focusing towards Iran. It's a perfect, we set him up a few days ago, it's perfect he's on today, because there's like six articles where from England to our Congress to the President, they're all gearing up for an attack on Iran. Scott Ritter is also a firefighter. Scott Ritter, who sometimes he has to run away during the shows if he gets called. Scott Ritter, it's good to have you here with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
For those who don't know who you are, just tell us about yourself and kind of in a thumbnail synopsis, a recap, your voyage, your travels, the soap opera you've been through, and then let's get into Iraq and how every military planner says that breaking the troops up into undefended substations will get even more killed, and yeah, we're now seeing record numbers dying, but just tell us about Scott Ritter.
Born in a military family, raised around the world, went to college, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, joined the Marine Corps out of college, commissioned as an officer, became an intelligence officer, served in that role for a number of years, got involved in arms control, went over to the Soviet Union, implemented disarmament treaties there, fought in the first Gulf War, left the Marine Corps, joined the United Nations, became a weapons inspector, did that for 7 years, resigned in 1998, spoke out against U.S. policy on Iraq, and here I am today.
And everything you said came true and worse. we now have the White House memo where they admit they premeditatedly wanted to stage WMD fines, premeditatedly have so-called defectors come out and lie, the yellow cake, all of it in triplicate. And now the Democrats are in, and they're, yeah, let's keep the war going. Bush is, we'll increase the troops. That gives the Democrats an out to then just speak out against the increase. What's really happening in Iraq right now, Scott Ritter?
Well, I mean, what's really happening in Iraq is it's a chaotic slide towards anarchy and civil war. You heard of Midas and the golden touch. Everything he touches turns to gold. You know, Bush seems to have the opposite effect. Everything he touches turns into, you know, an abject disaster, and Iraq is proof positive of that. We haven't done anything right in Iraq. I mean, some people say the initial invasion was conducted properly. I disagree totally. You know, I wrote a book in 1998 called Endgame, and in there, one of the last chapters, I talked about, you know, how easy it would be to invade and defeat the Iraqi army and kick Saddam out of power. That's the easy thing. I predicted the number of troops and how long it would take and the number of casualties. But once you initiate that, you're in for the long haul. And I said, if we do this, we'll never get out. I mean, a lot of people recognize that. So the decision to invade Iraq in the first place was a bad decision. I mean, there was nothing done correctly on Iraq. And now we have a situation where the president is talking about surging troops into Iraq. I point out repeatedly to people that you cannot separate Iraq from the larger policy objectives in the Middle East. The surge of troops into Iraq, the bringing of a second carrier battle group into the region, you know, this isn't about solving the Iraq problem, unless, of course, you recognize that the ideologues who have gotten us involved in Iraq today are today flouting the idea that you can only solve the problem in Baghdad by going through Tehran. Iran.
Well, it's about widening it endlessly until there's no sovereign, independent nations over there.
Well, it's about regional transformation. I mean, the Bush administration has been right up front on this. This is why it surprises me when people scratch their head and say, well, they'd be lunatics to do this. Well, let's put the lunatic issue aside. They have stated up front for some time now that their policy objective in the Middle East is regional transformation, to take what we deemed to be failed states or rogue states, eliminate them and replace them with pro-American, and then I put democracies in quotation, because we really don't want democracies, because democracies represent the will of the people.
Well, plus the 83 Israeli plan, the 2002 U.S. Pentagon plan, is really to destroy their industry, break them down, and keep them down so they never rise again and are independent. Basically, it's just what they've done to Africa. It's about cutting them off at the legs.
Well, there's no doubt that there's an Israeli element in the policy formulations. I mean, you know, when you speak to Israelis, when you speak to policy formulators, they always put out the notion that, you know, the ideal would be for Israel to live in peaceful coexistence with its Arab and Muslim neighbors.
But it's a military-industrial complex state. It wants permanent war.
Well, it doesn't want neighbors who are truly sovereign. The last thing the Israeli government wants is a strong, independent Palestine that bears a grudge against Israel for seizing Palestinian lands to begin with. The last thing Israel wants is a strong, independent, viable Syrian state that can actually hold Israel to account for
Lebanon.
The continued occupation of the Golan Heights. The last thing they want is a strong, independent, viable, sovereign Lebanon, where you have a majority of the population support a party such as the Hezbollah. So
let's talk about that. In fact, they're descending into civil war, which is exactly what the Israelis wanted.
Well, I think the Israelis, I don't know if the Israelis want civil war per se. I think the Israelis want a situation that nullifies Hezbollah. And if chaos and civil war achieves that, then that would be, and I, you know, that obviously is what's happening today. I think.
Well, yeah, destabilization is the way to do it when you can't militarily send your tanks in, to the capital. Well, you know, the next best thing is just to destabilize.
Correct. It's an alternative policy. But I mean, if I had an Israeli policymaker here, they'd say the ideal would be to have a strong central Lebanese government that suppressed Hezbollah. Well, that's not going to happen. So the alternative, of course, is destabilization operations.
Stay there. I want to get your take on Iran, all the big developments. Top British politicians are saying, yeah, we're going to probably strike Iran. Bush is saying the same thing. They're really beating the war drums. Nancy Pelosi's spouting off. It's all happening, and the ships are lined up. The cruise missiles are ready. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The UN says Iran plans nuclear development. And so, see, now they're getting in line to put out the propaganda that they're going to weaponize it. Iran attack possible, says Cameron. A preemptive military strike against Iran involving British troops could be launched under a conservative government after David Cameron yesterday refused to rule out the use of force against the Gulf state. Bush, U.S. troops may protect themselves against Iranians. Of course they can protect themselves because anybody's shooting at them. But no, this just means going around, I guess, preemptively hitting Iranian delegates, and they already arrested a bunch of their ambassadors, a bunch of their diplomatic corps. Bush says he's the decision maker on Iraq. We got the Democrats saying, yeah, we may have to hit Iran. You've been studying this. Your new book is out, Target Iran, Scott Ritter. What do you see happening? You know, it just came out this week from a State Department, a former official. They're planning to hit their Navy, hundreds of military sites, a huge bombardment, maybe even go into the West. When do you think it'll happen? Will it happen? How do we stop it? If they do go in, what do you think the global aftermath is going to be militarily and economically?
Well, I mean, I think we need to take seriously the fact that we have a president and an administration that has articulated a desire to remove the regime currently in place in Tehran from power. And they say they will accomplish this task before the end of the president's tenure. So obviously we're dealing with a situation where we're talking about something happening within the next 2 years. I happen to believe that time is the enemy of this president. This man's incompetencies as a leader are gradually being recognized by, you know, even a complacent Congress that has punted on almost every one of its, one of its obligations to the American people and the Constitution. Congress is starting to wake up. And so when you realize that he has to act sooner than later, you say, well, what's the soonest he could act? And the answer is March. There are certain things that have to occur before the strike can take place, because I think, you know, you're absolutely correct, and those people who are talking about, you know, the plans that they are cognizant of are right on the money. This isn't going to be a limited strike. This isn't going to be a 1 or 2 day operation where we go in and drop bombs on the dozen or so identified nuclear facilities. This is going to be a sustained military action designed not only to nullify Iran's nuclear infrastructure, but also to decapitate Iran's leadership, to suppress the security mechanisms, to create the conditions in which the United States can overthrow the regime, the belief being that the Iranian people themselves, once liberated by a decapitation strike, will rise up and take care of the dirty work for us. I believe that this
i.e. internal CIA teams are going to foment riots to coincide with this, as they tried 3 years ago.
I think the CIA has has plans in place to do that. Whether or not they'll succeed is another question. I believe they won't succeed. I think anybody who believes that the Iranian people are going to rise up in the aftermath of an American-led bombing of Iran, especially the massive bombing that we're talking about, needs to have their blood tested for illegal substances.
Well, all of the independent analysts and historians and policy makers have said that this will actually, it's a no-brainer, unify the people that are somewhat against Ahmadinejad, will actually unify them to him.
The irony is, right now, I if I were in a policy position in Washington, D.C., I could have Ahmadinejad removed from office within 6 months.
By making concessions?
Perhaps I'd go straight. First of all, the first thing I'd do is I'd say, we ignore Ahmadinejad. I don't want to mention his name anymore. He's not a player. We're only going to deal with the supreme leader. Then I reach out to the Iranian parliament, and I say, and I'll deal with you, but you've got to liberate yourselves from that which is weighing you down. Again, not mentioning the man's name. And the Iranian parliament will come up with a vote of no confidence. They'll call for a new election. The supreme leader and the Guardian Council will support a new slate of...
They've been saying they want a deal.
Absolutely. But to deal requires the Bush administration to recognize the legitimacy of that government, the viability of that government. And if your policy is to remove that government from power, that's the last thing you're going to do.
But look at the last president. He was a moderate and tried to play ball, and they snubbed him. They wanted a radical.
And unfortunately, I have to run right now because the fire alarm just went off. We got a structure fire in town. So
I hear it. I know. It's okay. Happened before. Thank you, Scotty. We'll reschedule.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Take care. Yeah, I can hear the radio there in the background, folks. I don't know if you can make that out, but I heard it. I've had Scott on about 6 times, and that's the second time that's happened. He lives in a small town, and it's the fire department, and he's got a house on fire or something, a structure fire. So there goes Scott Ritter. Somebody forgot to turn the oven off or the stove top with the grease, and so we don't get to continue the interview. But we got loaded phone lines, and I got a bunch of news, and I'll continue with Iran. 1-800-259-9231. I was wanting to get to your calls anyway, so this is kind of fortuitous in a way. 1-800-259-9231. We'll come back, go to your calls. Any issue you want to talk about, stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Others couldn't stand for that. The cross was a solution, but he rose again. Wise men followed him, but he rose again. Wise men followed him. Thank God for the ready meat and the life. Bodies down on a bloody war. liberty for their descendants, thanks to the renegades afraid today.
Welcome back. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I'll get more into Iran and more of the other international news here in a moment. But let's get to some calls. Tim, where are you calling us from today?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Montana.
Welcome.
Yeah, I want to say you do a bunch of really good work. I just have a couple problems. I've heard you and Mr. Gibson talk about the Vatican and stuff. And I want to let you know one thing that the Vatican knows and is looking for that's coming up in 2007. But there were some things that happened in 99 that you guys aren't aware of. The Pope was told that things were going to – he was expecting someone in 1999, and it was fulfilled on Christmas Eve of 1999. And then I know more than one person – gave the Pope a plan for Jerusalem, which is to make it the spiritual capital of the world and not a capital of any country. And that's why, and what the Vatican wants, because they know their time is almost over, is to become, to try to keep the status quo in all the religions. And the one world religion will be the Antichrist religion, which is what it says in the book.
But we talked about that. We talked about the Pope calling for a new world order and one world religion. So
But he doesn't want, well, how it's being portrayed is that, like, Catholicism or the basic tenets of the church after the purification will become the religion. So it will only be a Christian world after the purification.
Well, I mean, to be clear, sir, I'm not a Catholic. In fact, I'm non-denominational.
Right, I understand.
And I was having Hutton Gibson on because it was interesting and it was informative. And regardless of whether the church was bad 100 years ago or if it's good now, we know it's bad now.
Oh, it's not good now.
Obviously, that's what I'm saying. Well, let me just say something real quick. What I'm saying is regardless, we know now it's not good. We know now it's pro-one-world government. It's pushing all these things.
Parts of it are, but what they're expecting, let me just tell you that, and what they were told in 1999.
Yeah, you've already told us that. Would you just say it?
Yeah. In 2007, the first trumpet, and that's what they were told in 99, is that the period had begun. And so what's going to happen, what they've been told this year, if you read it, it's like, I think it's 8:7 in the book of Revelations, the first trumpet, all the grass is going to burn, and especially in this country.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I grew up with people saying Jesus was coming in 88, and I grew up with people always saying it's next month, it's next year, it's tomorrow. I just cover the news and the information. And, you know, callers call in, and they call in almost every show, and they talk about the Vatican and the Jesuits and all the things that are going on, and you come on air and you say it. And I agree with a lot of it. But I'm here on air just covering it, and then I get emails, because you said, I'm sorry to have to disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. But you called in, and I get emails going, why won't you cover this? It's kind of like 2 days ago, I got an email, and it was on my MySpace. How dare you not cover the Ed Brown situation in New Hampshire? Been covering it since I learned of it Monday. Since I got back from vacation. I had the guy on that very day, and that night I'm getting an email and a post saying I'm bad. So, I mean, my gosh, we try to cover it all. It's a big world, a lot of stuff happening in it, and I think a lot of that started with, well, Alex won't talk about the Catholics, because one of the main people that pushes the whole idea that, that the Vatican runs everything instead of the Vatican being just part of the New World Order. And again, there's no debate there. It's part of the New World Order. Okay, it's pushing for a one-world government. Okay, it's doing all this stuff. Sure, yeah. Ratzinger says it. No, but you don't say it that they're, you don't say it right. There's no debate. Move on. Every major institution is controlled by it. But this stuff started because there's this individual who pushes the whole Vatican thing just constantly and makes up a lot of stuff because I know it's made stuff about me. And I get these bullying phone calls and these bullying calls on air and these bullying emails and you better interview me or I'll expose you as a Vatican bloodsucker. And then Alex works for them. And folks, I know that's a total lie. So when people lie about me, there's no way I'm ever going to be bullied or intimidated into interviewing them. And so then it just gets worse and I'm even more of a devil and see, there's the proof and why won't you talk to this person? And then people have no idea I don't talk to them because they're just unbelievably wicked. I mean, I don't know what else you could say. I'm pretty easy to approach. It's pretty easy to get on this show. I'm just a down-to-earth person, but if people out of the gates are bullying, I go, hey, man, I don't put up with bullies. So the false statements are made that, you know, that they're just incredibly ridiculous, folks. And, you know, that it's kind of funny, though. I mean, I've been promoted. I'm like this big supreme Jesuit commander with all this power. And of course, I'm also a 33rd degree Mason, and I'm also the head of PR for Scientology, and I'm also a New York Times writer, and I've got an NPR radio show, and I own huge factories in Canada and England. It's just ridiculous. I'm a 32-year-old, about to be 33-year-old from Texas, and there's a guy named Alex Jones who's the one of the PR people for Scientology. He's almost, I think he's like 60 years old now, black hair. Weighs about 300 pounds. I only weigh 240 pounds. It's not me, man. And every day I get an email on that stuff. You need to answer for how you run Scientology. You need to answer this that you're a Vatican assassin. You need to answer this that you're a Mason. You need to answer this that you've got a show on NPR. No, I don't. That's a Pulitzer Prize winner, Alex S. Jones, that runs the Shorentine Center. And people say, you need to answer this. 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 Folks, the things you send me saying, I need to answer this right now, I've already answered in 100 emails, and I can't just spend my time going, no, it's not true. And the few times I do, the weirdo listeners that are into picking at me will take it as like some power thing. Ooh, I've got you. Well, see, you really didn't answer it. It isn't about me, okay? They've devalued your dollar. They're imploding the border. They're about to launch World War III against Iran. You got all these religious people. They're not really Christians running around saying the end's next month, so who cares? You've got all this craziness. I'm just here trying to warn you, hoping you'll do something. But instead, people subconsciously have ways to sabotage themselves so they don't have to face the big issues. They'd rather debate the messenger all day. All right, I said I'd go to calls, and I'm already getting bogged down here. Who's up next here? Jason in Connecticut. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Doing a national, international radio show.
Hey, that was an awesome interview you had with David Lynch the other day.
Well, you know, I'm not going to be dishonest with my listeners. We told him up front 2 months ago when he first went public, or a month and a half ago, whenever it was, and we found out they were aware of our work, knew what we were doing, and I found that out again a month ago when I was in L.A. through some back-channel talk, and then we had them lined up, and then the day of the interview, they said, well, now we don't want to talk about 9/11. And they said, you're not going to bring it up, are you? And I said, I'll try to control myself, but I can't say I won't. I didn't lie to them. I said, I don't think I can control myself. And see, he got spanked by Drudge on national radio and online for talking to Dutch TV. Mm-hmm. And so I think we had some... Well, I put out in a story, you know, during the break, he's like, well, Charlie Sheen got smeared. You know, he's kind of scared, basically. And but, you know, I just can't help it. I can't get a host up here and talk about coffee lines and New Age books. I've got to, you know, he talked about 9/11. I'm a big fan. He's a great artist. And it's so important for his fans for them to hear him say more. But you said you liked the interview. What did you think of it?
I mean, I'm glad you didn't let him, like, off the hook, because I know that's, like, why, you know, you people want to hear him. Like,
yeah, one of my colleagues likened it to when the Ed Sullivan Show told the singer that he couldn't say certain things in the song, and he just did it anyways. I mean, I just, you know, I'm always somebody, I'm not treacherous, I do things up front. And they said they do the interview and talk about it, and then they tried to back out. And they said we'll cancel if you're going to do this. And I said, well, I may not be able to control myself. They still did it. So I think David wants to talk. But sorry, go ahead.
Hey, look, the real reason I wanted to call is I want to talk about Ron Paul a little bit. I started a group on MySpace like last Saturday, the 13th, and it already has over 800 members. How long can the media, you know, ignore this guy? He's turning into the 1,000-ton gorilla in the room.
Well, they will try to ignore him.
But
if he can win New Hampshire or do well in New Hampshire, he could cause a, you know, Perot-type chain reaction. And he's a much better candidate than Tom Tancredo. I like Tom Tancredo. Mm-hmm. He isn't in the same league, the same ballpark, the same universe as Ron Paul is founding father-type material. And I totally support him. And we've been, you know, putting banners on the websites and promoting, telling folks to contribute. And it's just, and regardless, even if he isn't going to win, and he has a chance to, even with election fraud, because it's not total, he will educate people in the platform. He will educate people at debates. He will educate people on the campaign trail. And it wouldn't matter if he had no chance of winning. We have to support the right cause. See, most people gauge it and go, well, I want to be with a winner. But if that winner's bought and paid for by foreign banks, you call it a lesser of two evils, it isn't a lesser. So, and if people just follow their conscience, we wouldn't be in this position. So I'm supporting Ron Paul 110%.
I want to encourage everybody who has a MySpace to go join that group, because the more members that there is in the group, the more recognition the group gets, and it'll go higher up on the, you know, the political groups. The only thing that you need to do is just search for Ron Paul for president, and it'll be front and center, or go on to your
MySpace. Are you the person that keeps posting on my InfoWire MySpace account?
That's probably how I've gotten most of the people to join.
Yeah, so folks can just go to InfoWars.com. There's a banner in the middle of the page to my MySpace account, which I never really promote. I should. It's got like 21,000 members now. And you can go through and find the picture of Ron Paul.
I've been posting it.
Yeah, every other post, but whatever. Hey, man, listen, I appreciate your call. I don't mind you spamming Ron Paul on my webpage. Just give other people a chance to have their post, too. Sometimes people are patriots on the site, but they'll, like, post their thing 10 times in a row, and we don't have time to warn you. We just kick you off. But if you're doing it every 5 posts, it's okay. But it just makes our members just start pulling their hair out, because all they'll see is what you've posted. But I'm not saying you did that. Other people do that, and they also they've got some web hack they do on MySpace where some people will post their stuff at the top of my page, and I can't take it down without a bunch of work, and it stays there for a whole day, so no one else can see the other comments. And I've banned a few people, and they get real mad. Why are you doing this? Because you're taking over my website. You're allowed to post there. It'd be like if you got in an ice cream line and you sat there for 5 hours eating 20 cups of ice cream, letting nobody else get ice cream. Anyways, I'm already digressing. My MySpace account is there. We accept everybody as long as you don't post porn and, you know, things like that, or as long as you're not calling for, you know, killing people. And I never really promote it. We'd like you to join our MySpace account. And, yeah, go join his Ron Paul account. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And there's something I want to tell the people of this country. Wake up and realize Alex is God's watchman, and he's there. God has appointed him. And anyway,
well, I don't want to say that. I'm just a person doing my duty.
I'm saying it because this is exactly what's happening. But anyway, I wanted to also say great about Ron Paul. He's the best thing that happened to us for a long time. And this thing about the our border guards, I just talked to the reps. I told them what I was going to say on your program. I want everybody to call the FBI, and I want everybody to bring charges against the president and Gonzalez.
Well, I appreciate your call, Paula.
God bless you, hon.
Take care. That needs to happen. But we need state or federal grand juries to begin investigations. And it's like getting Al Capone on tax evasion. You get him on the thing you can prove. Not the St. Valentine's Day massacre in Chicago. You get him on what you got him dead to rights on. That White House memo is high treason. Planting WMDs in Iraq. Staging defectors going public saying that they saw them. And that's what it says. It is the president's words. It is a transcript. And the White House admits it's real. British intelligence leaked it. Bush is real mad and says, yeah, it's authentic. I mean, right there, lying premeditatedly to take us to war. It's huge. What about no-brainer, North American Union? He signed that in 2005 in March. They expanded it a few months later in December with another addendum he signed, a caveat. And boom, getting rid of our sovereignty, merging our trade, our military, our Social Security, our everything, our transportation.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Why the union's a big businessman, and it's going out as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law. Why it's a now. Yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Haven't plugged my films really yet, and that's an important part of our work here. I'm a filmmaker. I've made 15 documentaries. The latest is Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror. A history of government-sponsored terror. From Hitler and the Reichstag right through the Gulf of Tonkin through 9/11, 7/7. British special forces caught staging terror attacks red-handed in Iraq to keep the ball rolling between the Sunnis and the Shia. It's a film you need to have. Terror Storm, you can get it for $9.95 with some of the discounts and specials that we have at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or if you want to order it from Amazon.com, you get it there for like $12. That's Terror Storm at InfoWars.com or Amazon.com. And you can get America Freedom to Fascism for $19.95, an incredible film. Aaron Russo is fighting cancer right now. All the more to support him. And you can get that at InfoWars.com as well. Or PrisonPlanet.tv, all 15 of my films, dozens and dozens and dozens of other films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, special reports. We've been putting out like three special and bonus reports every week. It's been crazy lately. We're really making it better and better. It'll be the third-year anniversary of PrisonPlanet.tv in April. So I hope you'll support PrisonPlanet.tv and your $5.95 monthly membership really funds a lot of what we do here, I'll be frank with you. So please support PrisonPlanet.tv, and I want to thank all of those out there that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's talk to Kim in Texas. Welcome, my fellow Texan.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, ma'am.
You were talking about the Border Patrols teaching them to be cowards. Well, in the Tennessee Reservists in Arizona, they're getting medals because they got down from the guard post and ran from the drug smugglers.
I saw that. No, it's just total and complete humiliation.
And then C-SPAN, I don't know if they knew about this guy, Glenn Levy. He's the Undersecretary of Commerce, and they were supposed to talk about SVP. And this guy did not get any definitive answers to anyone. So the commentator got so embarrassed, he said, well, are you going to discuss any of the issues that the people are calling in about? Because he said you're not answering the questions. I don't know if it was a setup, but they put the wrong guy on there. He kept saying the highway, we don't deal with the highways. You need to, maybe you should go through transportation.
No, you're looking at the very agency involved in it. And no, they stonewalled. It's incredible to watch. They're running the thing, and they go, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the lying. That's the thing, folks. Once you're really informed and have the facts, their own documents, then you see the very person that's involved in it lying. It's an eye-opener. It makes the light bulb go off. And that's the biggest thing. I hate seeing people get conned. I just can't believe the lies they get away with. But they're not getting away with them anymore. The sleeper is awakening.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.